Thanks for hitting play. If you love exploring how to do school different so you can make a legendary impact on your campus, then you're in the right place. I'm Danny Bauer, and this is the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, the original ruckus maker podcast for visionary leaders, innovators, and rebels in education. Thanks to ruckus makers just like you, this show ranks in the top 0.5% of over 3 million worldwide shows. I still can't believe that's true, but it is. Look it up, and whoa, it has changed my life. Let me also express a little more gratitude here too, because that show, or that ranking, I should say, really has nothing to do about me. Yes, I've been very consistent since 2015, releasing episodes, never missing a Wednesday since September 2nd, 2015. Yes, I do my best to provide value for you. Even when I'm inviting or pitching, let's say, an event like the Sustainable School Leadership Summit that we're hosting this summer in Nashville. But this show's success doesn't happen unless it resonates with ruckus makers out there, just like you, right? If there's no ruckus maker listening, there's no Better Leaders podcast. There's no chief ruckus maker, right? This is a success because you've made it that way. And hopefully you feel that we've been a success together. So thank you, thank you, thank you. In today's show, we're really going to talk about 10 steps to sustainable school leadership. And so I hope you enjoy this. There's no sponsors in this special podcast because it's going to be shorter than a normal show. And it's just me sharing some stuff and doing some teaching, telling some stories. And I do want to just note that Jumpstart passes are still available. They expire on March 15th. They create a 50% off the full ticket price opportunity for you, right? So if you go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville, and it's March 15th or before, you can get the ticket for half off. If you go to the website on March 16th, the ticket price will increase by $250, right? So I want to over-communicate that so you can get the best value if you are an action taker. Go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville to learn more. All right, so without further ado, let's get into the 10 steps to sustainable school leadership. And I will tell you this on the front end so you don't get upset. I'm not going to share all the steps today, because what I want to show is some of the steps that you'll learn in Nashville. And then if you want to learn all 10 steps, then come out, right? That's part of the teaser. And I want to see you there. And I want to give you the full value, my full attention, the coach team's attention, and, you know, get to know other ruckus makers while you're there as well. Okay, so one of the steps, step number one, is this idea of the friction versus flow continuum. In one of my books, I think it was Mastermind, I talked about picking your leadership edge, right? And within anything you do in terms of school leadership and making a ruckus, there's a continuum, right? So for example, school fees, right? You might be a campus, and I don't care, I'm not judging, right? None of this, I'm not saying right or wrong, but some campuses are gonna charge for everything, right? Or I'll just say, I don't know what the reality is going to be, but my nephew is and my sister, they're exploring a new school. It's an independent school and it has a tuition. It's very expensive. Like kind of, I can't believe what they charge, right? But if you go there, you're going to get a really wonderful experience and you're paying a pretty penny to go there. Okay. That's part of an edge that they chose. It's not right or wrong. This is just what it is. Now I remember, speaking with a leader out in California named Tracy, and I was so impressed by so many things about her leadership, but she was on the other edge of the continuum. Everything was free, right, for her campus. And that really, you know, reflected meeting a need that existed on campus where the majority of kids, maybe it was even 100%, I don't know, but it was a high percentage of kids that qualified for free and reduced lunch. But there's all the things, right? There's the books, there's school fees, there's the prom, you know, all the stuff. Sports, what does that entail? And literally, students don't pay for anything, right? I'm not going to get into the politics of it. It's not right or wrong. That's an edge that Tracy chose. And it, in her view, meets the needs best for her students. And I think that's fantastic. Again, being a ruckus maker means making shifts in either continuum that we just discussed. That's a shift. So on this continuum, in terms of friction and flow, I know this, when it comes to sustainability, right? Whether that is you sticking with school leadership for the long game, whether it's taking care of your staff and their health and wellness, whether it's identifying programs, right? And so that it's not one and done and gone the second year. You got to think about friction and you got to think about flow. Friction, as we know, slows things down, makes it a bit more difficult, right, to achieve whatever it is. I add a little bit of friction to come into Nashville and to join in the mastermind. That's because I want somebody, a ruckus maker who's interested, to work just a little bit, right? To tell me a little more about them. Because if they're not willing to go through an application, right? Or complete a registration, they definitely aren't going to enjoy or be the kind of quality of leader that we want to see in Nashville and serve, right? So if you want to have a sustainable school leadership experience and one that you gift to your staff, then you got to think about what are the things I'm doing that's causing friction and therefore people might abandon. And in terms of sustainability, I think that's actually not a good thing. And how do we create more flow? So it's just an easy yes. People can say yes or even say no in a quick and easy way so that the end result is sustainability. Now, we'll have tools and a richer discussion in Nashville about this concept, but that's the first step, all I want to say there, in terms of friction versus flow. Now, number two would be the idea of ruckus makers invest in runways, right? And here the mental model that we will borrow from is actually my experience in podcasting. But it relates to sustainability as well, the idea of a runway. It's another metaphor. I love teaching in metaphors. And so you know, right? Planes land on runways and runways are very long. Why? Because the planes are traveling quite quickly and they need enough space, right? To slow down or space to speed up to take off. So you got to have an appropriate amount of runway to avoid crashes and accidents. The same is true in sustainability. But the question is, have you built enough runway for yourself or your team? Now, this was the most valuable advice that I ever received as a podcaster, right? And at the time, back in 2015, I joined a program called Podcasters Paradise, and it was led and still led by this guy, John Lee Dumas, and his wife, Kate. And I'll never forget, like that might have been the best advice I ever got from them. They said, record 3 months of content before you hit publish on episode number one. Why did they tell me that? Well, a few reasons. One, if you have a few months of content recorded already, then you're never scrambling around like, oh, what am I going to do for next week, right? And that helps you stay on top of things because you've planned ahead. This is a key component of being proactive versus reactive. The reality of today, right now, if you and I sat down and recorded, and this is like early March, right? Your show wouldn't go live until September of 2024, right? So what is that? March, April, May, June, July, August, September. That's 7 months of runway. So I kind of took John Lee Dumas's advice and put it on steroids, but I'm never stressed about content when it comes to the podcast. Now, the meta thing I'm teaching here as well is that when you want to share stuff with your staff, right? You can think back of places and accomplishments and successes that you've had that might not relate to social studies, let's say, or reading or whatever, but there is a through line, there's a dot that you can connect. So I'm using this example of a runway on a high level applied to a podcast, which you may or may not have a podcast. Most of you listening do not, but some of you do. And then applying that to the very important role that you have as a ruckus maker leading a campus and making sure you have runway in whatever you do, because that will lead to sustainable solutions. So that's all I want to say there. We'll talk more in Nashville about how to create that kind of runway, but you get the big picture, right? And so the last thing I'll share is this idea of firing yourself, right? And so step number three of a sustainable school leadership model is fire yourself. Now, you don't fire yourself and quit your job. Okay, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek here. But I do want you to become unemployable. What does that mean, Danny? Why would I want to become unemployable? Well, that's because you bring a certain skill set to the campus, and there's certainly things that you're great at that only you can do, and keep doing those things. But when you fire yourself and become unemployable, what I'm really talking about is building capacity of your team. And if you are able to build the capacity of your team through delegation and other things, right? And maybe even teach some of your team if they have some of the similar skill sets that you have to do the things you do. It's not about working less. It's about building the capacity of everybody around you. Because now what can you do? It opens new doors. It creates new opportunities, right? If you're able to reproduce yourself, fire yourself, become unemployable, right? Now these doors that have opened, these opportunities that you never could have gotten to are there, and you get to work on them, right? A very clear example of this in my life is 2 years ago, I fired myself from the role of chief facilitator of the mastermind. Probably one of the hardest professional things I've ever done, right? And my fear, the worry, would people still stick around, right? And then the tension, you know, is the mastermind the Danny show? A lot of people listen to this podcast and they want a piece of me, let's whatever that means, you know? Or do I believe in this model that it transforms school leaders at such a high level that I could find incredible, great coaches to deliver in a similar or their own unique way that might even be better than how I do it? You know, if it's the latter, it's not about me, but it's about the model, then the mastermind will continue and grow. Thankfully, that's exactly what's happened. But it never would have if I stayed chief facilitator, right? Because my time and energy, which is finite, would be all focused on that. And there's nothing wrong with it, right? It could have been a smaller experience and that kind of thing. But I have this vision of changing education, like really changing it, that people will say, that ruckus maker guy, right? Or that ruckus maker mastermind, even better. Forget the ruckus maker guy, it doesn't matter. Remember when we learned how to gather in this specific way and think about how to do school different in those certain types of frameworks and ways? Did you see how education changed? Did you see the shifts we were able to make? And that's because I'm unemployable. I fired myself and built the capacity of everybody around me. So I think that's all I want to say there with the three steps to sustainable school leadership. We'll talk more in Nashville how to build the capacity of your team. So if you want to hear tips, right, and steps 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then come to Nashville. If you want more depth in each of these tips and steps, then come to Nashville, because we are going to feed you. You will be full, but not the disgusting ate too much buffet full that I think I talked about yesterday, but the just right, that was just enough that I feel great, fully satiated and satisfied. And I am walking into my campus with a huge smile on my face and an abundance of energy. That's a gift that we want to give you when you come out to Nashville to experience the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. So go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville, read more about it, fill out your registration. And as long as you are an action taker and do that before March 15th, you get the Jumpstart Pass. And that is 50% off the full price ticket, which means you could come to Nashville for just $750. And it includes the full 2.5-day experience, which is a great value. I promise that this will be the best investment in yourself and the best educational event experience that you ever have. And test me on that. I mean, this is what we do. So I hope to see you there. BearLeadersBearSchools.com/Nashville. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and go make a ruckus.
Thanks for listening to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, Ruckus Maker. How would you like to lead with confidence, swap exhaustion for energy, turn your critics into cheerleaders, and so much more? The Ruckus Maker Mastermind is a world-class leadership program designed for growth-minded school leaders just like you. Go to BetterLeadersBetterSchools.com/mastermind. Learn more about our program and fill out the application. We'll be in touch within 48 hours to talk how we can help you be even more effective. And by the way, we have cohorts that are diverse and mixed up. We also have cohorts just for women in leadership and a BIPOC-only cohort as well. When you're ready to level up, go to BetterLeadersBetterSchools.com/mastermind and fill out the application. Thanks again for listening to the show. Bye for now, and go make a ruckus.